This week, members of Congress returned to Washington to pass the latest version of funding for relief and stimulus efforts in response to COVID-19. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us with a breakdown of what the measure includes and how it will provide relief for America's small businesses.
This measure includes about $320 billion in additional funding for the Small Business Administration's Paycheck Protection Program for loan and grant making to small businesses. In addition, the bill includes additional funding and eligibility changes for another Small Business Association program, which is called the Economic Injury Disaster Loan and Grant Program.
This program also has a grant component to it, according to Langley.
So if small businesses can prove or demonstrate that their business and revenue and income has been harmed as a result of COVID-19, they could also be eligible for some funding or a grant through this loan program. There is interaction between this program and the Paycheck Protection Program, so the same losses could not be covered by both.
For small business owners who applied before the first round of funding expired, Langley encourages you to work with your local lender, whether it is a commercial bank or a Farm Credit Association, to move forward with the application process as soon as possible.